Hi, welcome to This Is Your Book Club podcast. I'm Sarah.
I'm Jamie.
So good to be back. Woohoo!
It actually has been a while since we've recorded.
I know, with the holidays.
We did some pre-recording and took a couple weeks off, so.
Oh, I've missed you.
I know, it's nice to be back and see your face.
I know. And I've been reading. I was kind of sad that this wasn't a What's on Your Shelf.
I agree.
Because I've got some good ones I want to talk about.
Yes.
But you'll have to wait.
Yeah. I saw our post with our end of year numbers. We're like neck and neck.
Yeah.
We had a good year.
We were the same. And then Christmas time, you went.
We went on a road trip. And so we got a few extra books in with, I got a few extra books in with my family that we listened to in the car.
Awesome.
That kind of pushed my numbers up a little
bit. See, that's so good. When I'm in the car alone, if I'm driving with my kids.
Uh-huh.
This is the sidebar. Welcome.
Wait, what's this podcast? The sidebar podcast?
Yeah, exactly. When I just am driving my kids, sometimes we have to take two cars to our place and whatever. But when I am driving alone, I listen and I get a lot of reading time.
Reading time.
Listening time. Yeah. I love it. And my kids watch their movie and everyone's happy. But when we all ride together as a family, it's wonderful because we're all together and it's so fun. But there is no book listening because Steve wants to talk to me.
Because he wants to talk. My husband, I wouldn't say he loves that we listen to books. And so I have to, because he likes to talk and he likes, that wouldn't be his thing. He wants to listen to music. Okay. And so it depends on the road trip, but this one specifically because we were driving home. Just before Christmas Eve. And so I said, I really want the kids to listen to these Christmas books. And so we listened to The Best Christmas Pageant Ever, which is fun. I know last year
you told me about that.
Were you involved in the, what's the thing at the school where they did the book?
Battle of the Books.
Battle of the Books. Thank you. That we did last year.
Yes.
Battle of the Books. The Best School Year Ever.
Yes.
By Barbara Robison.
Yes.
This is the same idea. The same kids, the same classroom and teacher, but it's the Christmas pageant they put on.
Okay.
So, and I read it when I was little. So, and Ava read, because she did Battle of the Books, so she had read The Best School Year Ever. So it was fun to listen to that. My kids liked it. They gave it 3 stars. But we listened to A Christmas Carol.
Oh, wow.
Which we watch the movie every year, The Muppets Christmas Carol. It's the very best ever.
We watch
ever.
Barbie Christmas Carol.
Oh.
Welcome to my girl's world.
Wow. Yeah. I didn't even know there was a Barbie one.
It's very good.
Is it?
It's with a stingy
I can't tell Barbie. If you're serious or not.
Well, it's as good as any other
Any Christmas. Barbie movie?
Well, and Barbie movies. We live for those.
Okay.
But it's it's instead of it being an old Scroogey man about money. It's this opera singer, and she's bossing everyone around and telling them they have to work on Christmas, and she's so mean, and she's worked so hard. Anyway.
Wow.
And then she's visited by all her people and learns that, you can be famous and kind.
Amazing. I mean, I have to say the very best version is The Muppets. Have you seen The Muppets Christmas Carol?
The floating,
love it.
Is it Cratchit? What's his name? Yeah. With all of his chains. I can still see it.
So great. My kids love that. That is Christmas to us. That's when we watch that movie, that's Christmas. But we had never actually read the book.
Okay.
And so
you read the classic.
We did. We did Charles Dickens, read by Tim Curry. We want to do another one read by, we researched a couple different narrators.
Oh, that's cool.
So we did Tim Curry and his voice, there were some little bit weird voices in there that we were I don't like that voice. So they want to read it again next year, listen to it again and do a road trip and pick the other narrator next time. But they gave it 5 stars. They loved it. They loved the book. So that was a win. And
that
got me a few
extra
books in the end of the year.
Well, I'm impressed.
There you go.
I was I couldn't believe I read as many as I did, if I'm being perfectly honest. That's the most ever for me.
Right.
This was a big year.
It was maybe 40, 50 books more than the year before. How many did you read the year before?
I'll tell you.
Because I think I was maybe just over 100 the year before.
So last year, I know my goal this year was 100, so... Last year, I read 78 books. Yours was significantly huge. More.
Mine was like 111 or something like that from last year. 111. Still
amazing. That's a lot.
Right. It's... So I know not to set my... Usually I try to set it a little higher than how many I read the year before.
Yeah, me too.
I'm not... 151.
That's a lot of books.
That's a lot of books.
I know. I was trying to like... I'm a math person too. I'm not a math person, but I do like... To like figure to break out
how many books is that a month
or a week? Yes. Like what? You know, let's like really break it down. I do like to do that so I can like keep myself on track. I like a schedule. I like to plan. Yeah. And so I was like, oh, that's a lot of books a week.
Yeah. And don't think about that like beforehand because then you're just going to doom yourself for the year.
I know.
Just go. Just read.
I know.
And it's okay.
I know. So I did do. I did.
Did you really make out a goal? Plan?
No.
Okay.
I might though. Good. I'll tell you.
I'm not going to because then there's pressure.
A little bit of anxiety about it. Like, oh no, I didn't read enough this week.
And then I'm not reading for enjoyment. Somewhere else. Then I'm reading because...
You have to.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't ever want it to feel like I have to. It never has, but...
Totally.
I worry about that I'll feel pressured.
So I feel like I totally picked up my reading game, like, partway through the year. So I don't feel like I really was... Like I was at the end of the year. You know, I wasn't reading as much at the beginning as I was at the end.
At the end.
So I do feel like I might be able to read a little bit more. So I set my goal at 150.
Okay.
Did you do the same?
I kept mine at 100, at the same. Like if I could get to 151.
Yes.
I'm not going any higher because that's
amazing.
So I either set it at 150 or 151 just so that I was equal this time.
Yeah.
I set it at 151.
151. That's great.
And I got 3 books already. Woo woo. I'm 2% of the way there.
I know. I read 2. Although
2.
I had to say. Although I'm almost done with one today.
Yeah.
So and I started a book, which maybe we can talk about later. I started a book and got about it's a long one too. It was like 16 hours, which is a decent book, right?
Uh-huh.
And I got like 5 hours into it.
Did you stop?
I stopped.
I started one that was 30 hours.
What?
Can you believe that? Someone recommended it to me like, this is my favorite book of all time. So I've been waiting for it on my hold list for weeks, maybe even months.
Yes.
And I finally got it and it's 30 hours. The Fall of Giants by Ken Follett. The Fall of
Giants. I've never heard of this book.
And I started like the first hour and a half. And not that I wasn't interested, but I got over, like, I can't get 30 hours.
Yeah, it kind of makes me anxious.
This isn't the time, maybe. Like, maybe this summer or...
Yeah.
I don't know. For some reason, I was like, not now.
Well, and another part of it was, like, I had 5 books become available. So like, then it's and I can generally, that's not a big deal, right? To, like, get through
a book in a couple days. I'm quick
enough. Yeah. That I have enough time with the books to get them. But... I didn't care enough about this book with these other ones waiting for me.
Yes.
I rather... You wanted
to move to those. I did the same thing. That's exactly why...
I didn't give it back. I thought maybe I'll come back to it. I just... I don't know. Yeah.
It's harder when they're...
When I'm like... When I'm trying to choose between like this one or that one, I was like, sorry. Especially
right now because all the best of the year are out. And so I feel like my list right now is... overflowing
with
what I want to get to.
I know. And I've decided that's a goal I've made for this year too, is that I felt like I got kind of caught up in what everyone was telling me I needed to read. And so even if like I'd read the back of the book and I was like, everyone's talking about it. So I'd read it anyway. I'm like, no,
just go with what sounds good.
I'm going to try to be more true to myself. Like, what are books that I am interested in? What do I really want to read? Instead of trying to read what everyone else tells me I should be reading.
Yeah.
Because I think I have better luck that way.
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see if it works out for me.
Let's find out.
Okay. Sorry. Okay. That really was a longer sidebar than I anticipated.
No, but I like sidebars. This works for me.
But.
It's a Q&A.
It is a Q&A.
You're finding out about us.
There you go. A little early.
Yeah.
Before we get too far into it, though,
mm-hmm.
we do need our special fact.
Yes, our fun fact for our book for this month is The Mercies by Kieran Millwood Hargrave. And I'm getting so excited. I love, like, researching and listening to the author do interviews, and then it makes me want to read it even more. And this is so cool. So I was listening to an interview that she did I should have referenced who it was with, but I didn't write it down. That where she got the idea for this book, because she's written books before, but this is an adult book. She's done like children's literature, yeah, and young adult. Mm-hmm. She's never done an adult
book. And this is a pretty intense
adult
book.
And this is intense. Yeah.
Historical fiction.
So I'm very different from her. Even though she's been a writer for a while, by far not her first book, but the first of its kind. And she said that the idea actually came from a book. She came across a piece of art by, these are going to be names that are totally messed up by me. Louise Bergouise. I wish I knew. Who is a famous artist. She's passed away now, but she did this piece of art that is a chair that has flames coming up through the seat of it. And then it's surrounded up top by these mirrors. So every mirror you look into is a different angle of it. And she was just really drawn to this piece of art. It's a sculpture. And she's like, I've got to go see this. What museum is this at? I want to know more about this. I want to go see it. And so she started searching online for it and found that it is in Vardø, Norway. And so she looked that up on Google Maps. And it's this tiny, tiny little island in the Arctic Circle up in Norway. Like, very far away, very small, very obscure. And she's like, what is it doing in this museum up there? And so as she looked into it more, it's not a museum. It is a memorial. And it's in Stelneset. It's the Stelneset Memorial. And it's a monument in Vardø, Norway, commemorating the trial and execution in 1621 of 91 people for witchcraft. So that's kind of part of the story, is she had never heard of this before. It was all based off seeing this artwork.
Wow.
And researching where the artwork was at so she could go see it. And then she had not heard about this witch trial and execution outside of, you know, what was going on in, she's from, I believe, England, and then the United States had some as well, but she had never heard of it in Norway. And so she started reading up on, you know, what these witch trials were. And then,
wow,
a couple of years before, there had been a bunch of sailors that were killed at sea, and it left the village of women. And so she, between the two stories and this piece of art and this memorial, wove together this story because she was just so interested in it, and it just caught her.
That is so cool.
But yeah, there were like 100, and I didn't know this, and I don't know a lot about witch trials. I mean, I know of them, but sure, not something I've definitely delved into and know a lot. But at this time in 1621, there were 135 people that were thought of being witches. And the way they tested them, the water would repel evil, was what the belief was. And so they would take them out into the ocean, and if they were to float in the water, then they were a witch. There was evil in them. But if they didn't float...
So if they drowned...
If they drowned, in other words, they were okay, and they'd get them out.
But then hopefully they didn't die.
Yeah.
This same thing is in another book. Oh my gosh, I'll think about it.
Anyway, so when they talk about taking them out to the ocean, it's the Arctic Circle. And they were having to crush ice off the top of the water to then plunge these women into to see if they were witches or not.
Awful.
Can you even imagine?
It's awful.
It's horrible. So I just thought, how interesting. She stumbles across this piece of art, a picture online or in a book somewhere, and just looking into where it was at and its history spun this whole idea of this book.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
That is so cool.
So I'll post this picture to our Instagram so you can see the picture of it, because it is pretty cool and unique. And it's just in this small town. And she said even when she traveled there to see it, she would, you know, get to her hotel or wherever and was like, I'm here to see the memorial. And they were like, why? Like, it's not a big memorial. It's not a big deal anywhere. But she had done so much research. She's been a couple times to see it in writing this book.
Wow.
And researching for it. So...
That's amazing.
Pretty cool.
So now what you're
origin
telling me.
Origin of the book.
Yeah, I just need to write a book about a really cool place I want to go to.
So then you can go there. Absolutely.
Right? In the name of
research. You've got to write
the book.
Yeah, that's how you do it. And then you can travel.
Okay. I like it.
So where do you want to go and what story needs to be written?
I don't know. That's takes
that's some for next episode.
Thinking, yes. We'll absolutely get on that.
So yeah, I thought that was a super fun fact. Very cool.
I'm like still trying to Pope Joan.
Oh, you told me about Pope Joan.
Have you not read Pope Joan?
I haven't read it yet. I put it on my list.
It's a good one.
But I haven't read it yet.
They do that in Pope Joan. They throw a woman in the water.
In the water to see if she floats or sinks.
I can't remember if she lives or dies.
Well, either way, not a pleasant test whether you're evil or not.
I think she dies. Like, I think they pull her out and they can't revive her.
Well, yeah, you either die of hypothermia,
yeah,
you drowned, or they're going to burn you because you're a witch.
Yeah.
There's no winning there.
No.
Crazy.
It is crazy. And the way that they describe it in Pope Joan is like, you just are, it's flabbergasting.
Yeah.
Anyway, amazing.
I'm excited to start
reading it. So that this just cool. like seconds, right? Like that really does happen.
Yeah.
Or did happen.
Wild.
Indeed.
Okay. Q&A, here we come.
Can't wait.
Are you ready for that? I've been reading such good books. I can't wait to talk to you next week about books, too. I really do
love talking about the books I'm reading.
Yeah.
So it's hard to wait. Then. That's okay. Okay. So,
Sarah.
I've got a deep question for you, Jamie.
Hit me.
Do you prefer writing with black or blue pen?
Wow. I have a really deep answer. It's less about the color and more about how it writes.
Oh.
I'm very picky about pens.
Okay.
I like a really neat pen.
So do you like it to be like a fine point pen or do you like it like thicker?
Maybe a little thicker.
Like a little thicker.
Mm-hmm.
Mine.
I like it to have a nice roll.
I don't want just black or blue.
Ooh.
I want colors. So like in my purse right now, I could show you. I have like 6 rainbow pens.
You've shown me your sparkle gel pens.
Yes.
Yes.
They're so cool.
A gel pen is lovely.
Gels
but
are
you know
lovely.
What I really love is a teacher's red marker pen.
Oh, like the pointed
the felt
ones?
Tip,
yes.
Pointed marker pen.
That's red.
That's my favorite thing. That's red.
Okay.
I use that.
You like to mark up everybody's
and
papers?
And they write neatly.
Mm-hmm.
And they, I, it just.
You want to stand out. You want to be the pup on the paper.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I like it.
Yeah.
Very good.
There you go. What about you? No blue or black for you. You
no
want
blue
rainbow.
Or black for me. Yeah. I want a color. But I don't care what color. It can be blue. Like it could be like pastel blue.
Yeah.
Or pink or purple or green. Yeah.
Anything.
Just a color.
Like, it needs to be, I don't want a cheap pen.
Yeah, no, I don't want a cheap
pen. I want a really nice.
I may have like my own special drawer in my kitchen.
Yeah.
That's my drawer. And it might just only be full of pens. And unopened packages of pens because I see them at the store and I buy them.
I agree with you. Like, this is a big deal to me, too. So I'm totally, this is not shocking or surprising.
Oh.
There is a brand of pens. I believe it's like Frixon.
Really?
Frixon. I don't know how to say it.
Okay.
But it is an erasable pen. And it actually really does erase.
What?
It works and it's fantastic. And I love it.
It says Frixon.
Frixon.
Frixion.
Ion. There you go.
Well done.
But it's erasable and it really works.
Now I have to get them.
Order some. You will not regret it. I hope you.
They come in all the colors.
They come in lots of colors and they really do erase.
How do they write?
They write. I mean, I can't tell you enough about how much I love these pens.
I'm trying not to be skeptical.
Are you going to hop on Amazon right now and order some? Because you should.
I might need to. Do I get the medium tip?
Oh, I don't know. I just... I don't know now. I don't want to send you astray, but...
Oh.
This is funny because I was listening to a podcast this morning that recommended a particular type of towel for your kitchen, like kitchen towels.
Yes.
And I hopped on Amazon this morning and bought them. Because
well, now I want to know about those.
It was Utopia is the brand. Utopia bar mop towels. They're very, very absorbent and they're just great for cleaning up your countertops so that you're not using so many paper towels. Because I use paper towels because I just feel like they're so much more absorbent. Anyway, so there you go. I just plugged Utopia towel, bar towel, mops, whatever.
Yes.
And Frixion erasable pens.
Gosh.
Those are my plugs for the day. No
I'm
one's
out of
paying
money.
Me.
Didn't you know it was just Christmas?
Well,
You're killing me. Oh, here's a pack for six. I don't need to get like the huge pack. Let's try these out.
Okay, you're going to do it.
I'm
going to
dip my toe in before I dive in.
If you hate them, I will buy them off you because I love them. And then there's no, this is a fail-proof plan.
I'm not generally one to hate pens, but.
It's a good pen.
Okay. Look, they'll come tomorrow. Okay.
Tomorrow. And my towels will come tomorrow too.
Utopia. I ordered them. I ordered them
today and they will be here tomorrow.
I'm impressed.
Fantastic, right?
They almost look like bath towels.
I know, they just...
They're thick.
Well, they have different kinds.
Oh, these are bath towels.
Those are
towels.
The bath towels. I did look at those, too. Okay. Anyway.
Okay.
The things... We're just shopping... This is now a shopping podcast.
Welcome.
Buy your towels and pens with us.
Absolutely. It's an We're experience. Here for you. Get you the best of the best.
Oh, and next then question. On to next question, which would be my turn, so let me get ready. Goodness me.
I'm glad that I asked that question.
Would you prefer to live in the country or the city?
Oh, that's so hard for me.
Have we talked about this before?
I don't know. My husband would live in the country without like a hesitation. Like he, yeah. Far away where there's no one, cows as your neighbors. He would love it.
He wants cows as a neighbor.
Yeah. They don't bug you. They're just there.
I had a cow chase me once. It was scary.
Was it really?
Oh, it was terrifying. Its big tongue came at my face.
What would it do if it caught you?
Well, I don't know. I ran up a fence, and that's as far away as I could get. Like, I was on top of the fence, and then I turned around, and its tongue, literally, his face was right in front of me, and his tongue came out and swiped across my face.
They have long tongues.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. I've never had that kind of...
I'm afraid of a cow. I was maybe 12 when it happened.
I've
and I'm a city girl.
Kind of an experience.
And my dad's family
cow.
All lives in smaller towns on farms and stuff. So I was the city cousin on the farm and they were just all laughing at me. So there was like some shame and ridicule in there too, but there you go.
Okay.
I'm not quite ready to have cows
never
as neighbors,
have a cow.
But I don't want a busy city. I don't want to live downtown anymore.
I know. And so that's kind of my thing is because I like the peace of being like in the country and the space.
Yes.
There is just, I mean, I want neighbors. I want neighbors, but I do like the being a little bit more spaced out and like having some property. There's something about that that just makes me feel like open inside.
Yes.
But I also want to drive not a horrendous distance to go to Target.
Right. I agree. To have a grocery store still fairly close, a Target, a movie theater.
Yes. All these things. Restaurants.
Yeah.
I want to go out.
You can still go out.
Yeah. So I almost feel like I don't want to go in the far country.
Mm-mm.
And I don't necessarily need to be in a city, but like just outside the city.
Yeah.
Just outside. Where I have lots of space, but like I can quickly get into the city whenever I want to.
I would agree with that.
That's my happy medium.
The outskirts.
The outskirts, yeah.
But not backcountry.
Yeah.
I would agree with you too.
That would feel good, right?
Right.
Lots of space, but then get what I need.
Right.
I just want everything, Jamie.
Have it all. We can hear on this podcast because
why not?
It's right? What would we rather?
I'm telling
We're
you.
We're creating our perfect world. It's looking good.
I'm so glad. Okay, now let me pull up my questions. Okay.
Okay.
My question for you, Jamie.
Yes.
If you could learn a new skill, what would it be?
Oh.
Do you go looking for new skills?
Mm-hmm. And I fail constantly. So this is a skill I've always wanted. And I every like 5 years, I attempt again. And then I don't ever get very far. But I want to learn how to play the guitar.
That's a great idea.
So when I graduated from college with my teaching certificate.
Yeah.
And I was a kindergarten teacher. My husband gave me a guitar because I wanted to be the kindergarten teacher that played the guitar.
I love
Mind
that.
Mind you, I'm tone deaf. So I can't really play the guitar and sing with the kids. But that's why you teach kindergartners because they don't care that
they
I'm tone
They don't care.
Deaf.
They
so
just want to sing.
I do sing with them. But I was going to play the guitar and sing with them. But... Then I started my first year of teaching and I was working on my master's degree and that was too busy to take guitar lessons or even play around with it. And then I had kids and I tried lessons then, but when are you going to practice when you have a baby asleep or when the baby, like, just life has happened. And now it's been 2019. I don't know how many years it's been since I graduated. Probably not 20, but 15 at least. I still don't know how to even play Happy Birthday on the guitar.
Well, who says that's an easy song?
I don't know, because I don't know how. Is it easy? Is it not? I should. So that's something like, it just keeps coming back. I have a guitar. Pick it up and learn. But I just, that's a skill I'd like to learn. I don't have it yet.
Okay.
But I do think that our brains are so pliable, and the older we get, they become less pliable. Not because they're getting older, but because we lose the confidence to try new things.
That's true.
And so I'm very thoughtful about that, conscious about that. And so I try to throw out, you need to learn a new thing. It's not that you can't, it's that you're afraid to. So jump out of your comfort zone and try something new.
Yeah. And not worry if it doesn't work out.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
that's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to fail at more things this year.
I agree. That's a great goal, to fail at things.
Because that means I tried.
Because you, absolutely.
Right?
Do you know another thing that my kids have? Hoverboards?
Do they?
And I've always wanted to
do it.
Learn the skill of hoverboarding.
It's
but
hard.
I'm afraid of breaking something too.
Maybe so, your ego. You'll be okay.
Or an elbow. Or my back.
What are your pads?
Okay. So that is something like, if I were younger, I'd just hop on them and look at them whiz around my house with it. Like, they're so good at it. But I'm terrified, but yet I really, really want to hop on a hoverboard and roll around.
So my kids have hoverboards.
Have you ever gotten on it?
Yes.
Have you fallen?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
So look, you did it and you failed.
I did do it. And then I got back on it. It is cool.
Yeah.
It is a cool feeling.
Like, we should kind of get like a group together, steal our kids' hoverboards and go to the park or something.
They got them for Christmas a few years ago and they wanted to try them so bad. And I wouldn't let them do it out on like the snowy roads.
Yeah.
So we went to like a local church and went into the gym. They have a gym and it was carpeted. The gym was carpeted.
Okay.
So that's where I tried it. And like, so I fell on carpet. I mean, it's not soft carpet.
Right.
It's a gym floor.
It's not plush. You can still play basketball on it.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it was better than like pavement.
Yeah.
You know, a little different. So definitely bruised ego watching my kids jump on there and like
take off. And they just take off. Like,
yeah.
No big deal. That's kids for you. But that's only because we quit trying those things.
Totally.
We become
like, you have to like find your center of gravity. It is tricky.
Yeah.
It is tricky. But then when you do, it's like, this is cool. Like,
so maybe we need to get keys to the local church.
Yes.
And just say, hey, everyone, meet us over here. Steal your kids'
hoverboard
and let's have a hoverboard night.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Honestly. It would be
fun. Who wants to see a video of this? I think you all do. This is a great idea.
Oh.
And then I'm also going to learn to play the guitar. But I like the goal of failing at more things this year. Great idea.
Yeah.
Let's see. If you could be a mythical creature, which would you choose?
Like dragon or mermaid? Is that what we're, that mythical?
That falls along mythical, I think, right?
What would I be?
Like, my head immediately goes to like Medusa. That's a mythical creature, but I don't know if that counts as a mythical creature.
Is that who you want to be? Is Medusa, where no one can look at you?
I always loved that story. Like, don't look her in the eyes. But I hate snakes.
Yes.
So no, I don't want to be Medusa. The whole thing creeped me out. Totally.
Yeah, it is it is the weirdest story.
It is.
I think I'd want to be like a fairy, like Tinkerbell.
Hmm. That sounds like a nice one.
Because I don't know if you've watched her, like, not the Peter Pan movies. They make Tinkerbell look like a snot. But like the actual Tinkerbell movies. I have a 3-year-old who loves them.
Okay.
So we watch Tinkerbell.
You watch a lot of
it. It is a
Tinkerbell.
Current movie that's on replay with the Barbie movies.
Okay.
And Tinkerbell actually is great. She is very curious. She like can solve problems. She tries to build new things and create solutions to problems. Anyway, and when people tell her like, no, you can only do this, she's like, well, I don't care, I'm gonna do it anyway. And she goes and like,
she just does what she thinks.
Yeah, and it always works out. Like,
yeah,
she trusts herself and she does what she wants to do. I want to be Tinkerbell. I like Tinkerbell.
I like that idea.
Who would you be? Would you be a dragon? You're looking
no.
at dragons.
I've just pulled up like mythical creatures. What are my options of who I
unicorn.
Want to be? I'm slightly obsessed with a unicorn or a narwhal. I know a narwhal's not a mythical creature. It's a real creature.
But it which feels fascinates me even more. Because it's like,
yes, because
amazing.
Like, we were talking about narwhals and somebody in our family was like, well, you know, they're not real. And I was like, no, they're real. They really are. Because
that's one of those things. Like,
people think or they're not real, but they really are. And they really have these really long horns. So cool. But I like, I think I'd have to go, or like a mythical creature where it's a horse with a human body head. Like, what is that called?
A centaur.
A centaur. I think that's kind of cool when you graft can, like, together run. Two different things.
Yes.
So that you have multiple skills.
Wow.
I like that idea.
That is cool.
Just nothing with a snake.
So, like, you would have arms. I'm not
reptile-ish.
Like, arms and a head of a human.
Mm-hmm. But then the legs and body.
From your waist down is a horse.
Like a horse.
Yeah. So you could run, like, incredibly fast.
Yes.
But then you could still hug.
Yeah. I could still get a hug. That's a really good way to put it. And have hair that I could comb. And I could talk.
Well, because horses can't talk. Your horse has hair.
Yeah.
People braid horses' tails.
Yes.
It's like a lot of hair.
Art. It's a lot of hair. And it's horse hair. I don't know if you know this. It's horse hair.
I didn't know.
It's very coarse, like a horse. So.
That's awesome.
I don't know if that made any sense, but there you go.
So cool. Very good. My turn.
I like the fairy idea, though. I read a book once about, I'm not really into fantasy.
I like a good fantasy.
But I read a really good series once that was about fairies and trolls. And it was actually really enjoyable.
You'll have to tell me what it is.
I'll look it up.
That kind of. Okay. Yeah. Would you ever want to be famous? And if so, what would you be famous for?
I don't know that I'd want to be famous for the attention part of it.
You don't want the attention?
No.
What out of fame do you want?
I want to be in the know. Like, if I was famous as a book publisher or a reviewer, I would take that. Because then I feel like doors are opened where I could be, like, in with authors and in with how the process works. And
that is so interesting to put it that way.
I guess it's not famous, but well-known in an industry.
Well-known in an industry. Sure. No, I like that. Because then also you're like first access.
Yes.
To like the newest, greatest books.
What's the up and coming? Where do you go to?
And you have people below you to read the not so good stuff.
To let me know what the good stuff is.
And then hand you the good stuff.
Yes.
I think that would be great.
Yeah.
Because like I thought about that. I'm like, I would want to be famous for like always recommending the best books.
Yes. Like, if that could be a thing, like...
That's what I'm going to be famous for.
Oh, you should talk to Sarah.
Yes.
She'll always give you the best. It's my favorite question that I'm ever asked.
Yeah.
I'm going on vacation. I'm looking for a book.
What should I read?
What should I read? Yes. I love when people ask me that. So...
Me too.
If I could make a job out of that and I was known for that...
How do we make money doing that?
Right now, it's just a hobby. Just call me and ask me.
I'll tell you.
But... hopefully the money would come from it. The more famous you get.
Right? And people like, thank you so much. Here's $20.
Yeah.
You're pay amazing. What you think it's worth. probably never. That's okay. Yeah. You don't have to pay me anything.
That's okay. So I'll not famous like a singer or movie star, but you know, famous in my own genre.
Yeah. Book reader.
Yeah. Book reader.
You know, who's a really good book reader?
Sarah is. So good. She's like the best reader I know.
You should just watch her read. They have a window that you can watch her.
It's a live art display. You just come to watch the window of them reading a book. It'll blow your mind.
Never seen anything like it. She's so famous.
And then she'll just talk to you about what she's reading all day. How did she make it to this level? It's amazing.
I would take it.
This is what's in my head.
I know.
That's what my I famous, know. My level of famous. The best reader ever. The Olympics. I'm going to go to the Olympics for reading.
Wow. Oh, she gets a 10. All the way.
It's a perfect 10. Get a gold medal. Represent my country.
Absolutely. I can do that.
I have dreams. I ate my Wheaties. I'm going to get there.
Oh, that's so good. You're so nerds.
Oh, goodness. Okay. Right? If only there was an Olympics for reading books.
You can dream.
Yeah.
I'm dreaming. There's a battle of the books. Why don't they have that for adults? I would kill it.
Let's bring it.
I'm in.
That's a great idea because I'm so sad this year there's no Battle of the Books.
I know our school isn't doing it because of COVID.
Yeah, COVID's ruining all the Olympic dreams here. But I do love it, and I think that would be so fun.
It would be fun.
So fun. We should create our own teams.
Yes.
It's like an independent dodgeball. We're going to do independent Battle of the Books.
Battle of the Books. Adult style.
Adults.
I'm in.
Oh my gosh, here's another great idea. Don't steal it.
I know.
It's ours. Registered trademark, Sarah and Jamie. Just send us an email or a message if you want to be on one of our teams.
We are looking for team members currently. But act fast.
Yeah. Well, there'll be an interview process.
Yeah. We only take the best.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gold medal teams here. Okay. What is your favorite item of clothing?
Oh. My stretchy pants. Everyone has a different name. Yoga pants or exercise pants. I will wear them whenever I can. They're stretchy pants. I mean, really, that's all they are.
That's all you want to be in.
They're so comfy. Yeah. And I have them in like 7 colors. And so, you know.
So why not?
Yeah.
Something to go with everything.
Yeah, mostly I wear my black ones. We're both wearing stretchy pants right now. Yeah, because they're so comfortable.
They are very comfortable. I agree.
And I feel all tucked in.
Right.
Like, I know that you're seeing all of the shape of me, but it's all tight and tucked.
Yeah.
So you're getting the best version. It's just the way it is.
That's just how it is.
Yeah. What about you? What's your favorite?
Mine would be a hoodie.
I was going to say a good sweatshirt. I'm a sucker
for a hoodie.
I don't disagree.
That would be what I want to be in all the time. I do like leggings and I wear leggings a lot, but I'm a comfy pair of jeans are equal to me.
Yeah.
But a hoodie. A good hoodie.
So if you mixed a hoodie with my stretchy pants.
Perfect outfit. Oh. But I love shoes as well.
Yeah, I do like a good pair of shoes.
But I'd rather have more hoodies than shoes.
Yeah.
I wonder if I do have more hoodies than shoes.
I think I love shoes so much because it doesn't matter what size I am, my shoes still fit. That's
why I love them, yeah.
And they can be so cute. And I can go anywhere and buy a pair of shoes.
Yeah. I think it makes the outfit.
Yeah.
A good pair of red shoes.
Fun.
Are fun.
Yeah.
I like funky shoes.
Totally. And I like...
But I'm not a dressy person, so it's not like heels and pointed toes. It's boots and slip-ons and
I used to wear more fancy shoes, but now they're not as comfy and getting more comfortable things.
Comfort is more important. I agree.
Yeah, it's coming with age. Does that
hoodies, leggings,
old I'm getting?
And comfy shoes. Woohoo!
We are really living the high life while we read in front of the window.
Yep. I can't read and be uncomfortable.
It's goodness. So true. It's goodness. So true.
It's a lifestyle.
Important. It's all important. Okay. Which element best represents you?
Oh, represents.
That, so are we talking like
water, wind? Yeah. What are the elements? Water, wind.
Rock?
Air. Being an airbender. I'm thinking about solid? Airbenders.
Ooh.
Do you remember that show? My kids were way into airbenders.
Yes.
I would have to say water.
Because you move?
Not because it's, I'm so fluid. I'm just in and out and chilled and laid back. No, more just the calmness of it. I feel water is calm to me.
Yes.
And that's kind of.
So that's your favorite, like, element?
Element would be, And I guess water isn't always calm. It can be crazy, but in my mind, that brings calmness.
No,
water
and even just calmness. The sound of it, right?
I just love hearing. Like to be next to a river. Water.
Yeah.
And reading book. Like everything always comes back to chilling.
Or a pool.
Yeah, just hearing that.
The water, it's the splashing.
Nice. Splashing over rocks.
I agree. I do love the sound of water. I think if I were to pick like my favorite element, I would agree. Water. If I were picking an element that like described me, it would probably be wind. Like there's times where I'm just like calm, breeze, nothing really. And then there's times where like even like just at the drop of a hat, I can just swirl up and get angry.
Just like
at my children. And then I'm just this tornado and I'm angry, you know. But then just as quickly as it starts, it can go away.
So for me, I'm calm most of the time because I just let things
go.
Build. Well, I'd like to say let it go, but you know those things just build up over time.
Yeah, they do.
And then it just takes one tiny little thing and I'll blow up. But that's like once every 3 months and then that's I'm chill for the rest of the time. I'm pretty chill.
I might not be as good as one every 3 months, but I cool down as quickly as I heat up.
Okay.
So I'm probably fair best enough. Described as like wind.
Wind. Okay. Maybe a volcano.
Maybe. Oh, there you go.
But I guess that's not an element, right? Fire? I guess fire would be an element. Yeah.
I'll have to think about that one.
It probably pesters under the ground for a long time before it actually blows. Yes,
I'm sure it does.
That would maybe be more me.
And then when you do, like everything is in ashes.
Serious.
In your wake.
It's a serious blow. Yeah.
And
it doesn't make any sense because it seemed like such a small tick that set me off.
Yes.
Oh... are you a restless sleeper? Is it my turn or your turn? It's my turn.
It's your turn. Not really. I mean, I might have a longer time, harder time falling to sleep, but once I'm asleep, I'm generally pretty good. I mean,
do you feel like you wake up in the same position that you fell asleep in?
That does happen occasionally, but not like every time. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I might roll over. I do roll over. I don't, but it doesn't wake me up. So like I'm not awake during the rolling over. Are you a restless
sleeper? I'm very restless.
Yeah,
I wake up multiple times a night. I roll from side to side.
Trying to find a happy.
And then go back to sleep. And then this shoulder will hurt. So then I got to roll to that side and go back to sleep. I haven't quite figured out what a good comfortable position is.
Have you tried tummy sleeping?
I sleep on my stomach or on my side.
I do like sleeping on my stomach.
Yeah. So I wake up a lot at night. I'm very restless. And the covers are crazy. My husband and I have separate blankets.
Just so
we
that you
cannot
can
share
deal with your
because
own.
I turn from side to side, so they tend to roll around me like a burrito.
Okay.
And then he doesn't have any covers. So we have separate blankets.
That's okay.
Yeah.
You're still sharing a bed.
Same bed. Two blankets.
There you go.
There you go. Well,
do what you gotta do.
Yep. I wish I could figure out a better process of sleep and get better sleep, but.
Yes, I wish that for you.
Thanks.
I enjoy my sleep.
Maybe next year.
Yeah. Like sleep. You know when I didn't get sleep, and everyone pays for that.
Yeah.
So if I can continuously get a regular night's sleep, everyone's happy.
Yeah.
So my kids will tell you even like at night, if they've gone to bed and then they like come back downstairs for whatever reason, like I don't have the brain power for it. I'm shutting down and I need to sleep. So I'm very short. I'm not like the kind, compassionate parent that I dream of being.
Right.
I am my worst self in the nighttime. Like I've sent you to bed. Go to bed. Go to bed. So I'm the monster in the night. But then in the morning, I'm like happy.
You're a good morning person. Like you have a good routine with your kids in the morning.
We do a lot in the morning. And that's not because I like hop out of bed. I hate waking up I love sleeping.
Yeah.
That includes late into the morning, but I am better once I've woken up.
Yeah. Okay.
So anyway, okay. My question?
Yes.
Do you keep a diary or a journal?
No.
Ever. Have you ever?
Never.
Never have?
Never.
That surprises me.
I hate writing.
You hate writing?
I hate writing.
I did not realize that.
Yeah. Is that weird?
Yes.
Most people would think because I love reading so much that I would love writing. No. It pains me to put a thought down
now,
on paper.
Tell me. I need to know. Does Ava journal?
Oh my gosh. I should put her... It would be such a brief of privacy. A breach of privacy, but
yes,
if she ever listens to this, she'll kill me. But I have taken a peek in her journal occasionally, and they are my very favorite things ever. Yes, oh my gosh. Journals daily. She writes.
I would imagine books. That she did.
But she writes her thoughts and feelings and creatures she's creating, and I love reading her journal.
That is so awesome.
It's so horrible as a parent.
No, I...
But it brings me so much joy.
Like a creative person. She just is. Like in who she... It's just a part of who she is.
Yes.
So like, I imagine that she does.
Yes.
I wish...
You got her spot on.
I could read her journals. So I wouldn't ever cross that line for her, but...
I think I took a picture of a page once, and I'll pull it up and show you one time, but she was like, she drew this thing, and if it was the right side up, it was one animal, but upside down, it was a different animal, and it was, like, the most creative thing I've ever seen. Like, it was a swan, and then it was something else, and then she writes these backstories to him, and then how she's feeling. Like, it's just so... It just flows... Whatever That's thoughts amazing. In her head goes down, and it's... It's incredible because I'm not like
that's
that.
That's so, yes, like that's like all. An imagination on paper.
Yeah.
And I kept a journal, but I didn't write that kind of stuff. Like I wrote,
you wrote about
my day. Yes, okay. Like, and all the feelings I had about, like, this person was mean, or, I love this person.
Yeah. Hers is more just what's in her head, and she is...
Her imaginings.
Her, yeah.
That's amazing.
But I don't do any of it. I don't... journal my day or my feelings or what my kids anything. Have done. I don't. Do you?
I was a huge diary person, like, as a young person.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know when I started. I think I got my first one when I was 8, and I was avid and kept getting new ones, especially in high school. Oh, I have books.
And now that you know they're still out there, are you terrified if anyone reads them, or do you reread them?
I haven't reread them. But
because I kind of don't want to know how stupid I was,
you know, the one. And then I was better in college, even not as like avid. I'm sure that it just like the emotional roller coaster that is high school.
Right.
I'm sure it would be funny.
Yeah.
And like, oh, my gosh, like, calm down. You know, I can just see all the things. Right.
Right. Right.
It would be so interesting. I should pull them open. But the time that I'm most glad that I kept a journal is like when Steve and I were like dating, and like to go back and remember, because I forget details like time. Mm-hmm. And I love, and those I have gone back and I've read those pages and all the things we did and those feelings that were so new and important. And they are still important, but it's different now.
Yeah.
It's just different.
It seemed so major at the time. And now you can look back at it and be like, oh, that maybe was a little sillier.
Yeah. And it's just, and yet it was all consuming. Like, it's just so funny. So I like to remember those kinds of feelings because I know they're deeper and more important now, but those beginnings, right? Yeah. Anyway, I do love that. But since I've had kids and stuff, it's so hard to take the time for that.
Yeah.
I'm too tired. And like, what do I say? I don't have the time to write about all my kids.
Right.
And how do I just write about one? So if I don't write about any, well, then what else am I going to write about?
Right.
Like... I'm hopeful of two-sided animals.
I make up for it with... So I do Instagram for the purpose of chatbooks.
Yes, me too.
And so I'm hoping that my chatbooks count as kind of a journal of our family
That's
life.
That's where I'm at now.
It's not anything personal for me, but our overall family yearbook.
Like what we've done. Yes.
The things we've done.
And that's... I think that's time of life.
Right. Yeah. Hopefully that counts. For my posterity to read through if any of them want to.
Well, just think, aren't you glad Ava's keeping a journal now because she's going to turn these things into books later?
Yeah, she'll do so. Yeah, and they'll be fantastic.
Yeah.
You'll all want them.
Seriously, already do.
Because some of them are the funniest.
She's so great. Creative, yeah.
She is. Is there somebody you are missing right now?
Wow.
Isn't that...
Just like hit me deep.
Are you tearing up?
A little bit. I have to think about it. Alive or dead?
Either. It can be anyone. Like, I think this this holiday season was hard because it was the first one without Scott's grandma.
Oh.
And I think those firsts, you know, the first year after someone passes away,
those are hard.
We had a hard, it was a little bit emotional, not a little bit, for us just because Grandma Zona wasn't there. And so things were different and it wasn't the same. There was a missing presence over Christmas this year. And so that made the season a little hard to get through.
Totally.
Yeah. She is definitely missed. Mm. So.
Yeah. Cause I was like, well, I'm trying to think of like, there's people that I don't get to see, like I want to, right. That mm-hmm. are alive. Like yeah. I have friends that don't live close as I want them to.
Right.
That I could see them regularly. So definitely. But like my grandma, she doesn't travel very much because she's getting older. But I would totally, like if I could just drop whatever. And she lives in St. George. It's a and trip. Just
head down to.
I know. Yeah. So it's like hard to go see her. And it's been a little while and I miss her. But like someone who wasn't here, I would say her husband, my grandpa.
Yeah.
Like, and he died when I was in high school. And that was the first person that I thought of.
Was your grandpa.
Yeah, I was 17 when he passed away. And oh. I still... like miss him so much. He was so great.
Yeah.
I mean, you make people perfect after they go, but absolutely. I'm sure that we
memorialize.
Wasn't. But just such a good grandpa. He was a good grandpa.
Yeah.
And I miss him.
I think those, I have very special like Scott's grandma and my grandma are very, very special people in my life that just the pillar, like the rock of my foundation is based off of these people. Just the kindest, most loving grandmas I could have asked for.
That's awesome. Yeah, I've had great, I have great grandparents.
Yeah.
I miss all of mine. I mean, I only have one grandma currently still with us and I miss her just because I don't get to see her. But I did have wonderful grandparents. Yeah. Even I knew my great grandparents and they were really neat people too. So I've been very lucky.
I didn't know. I knew one, but not very well. I was really young when she passed away. I have memories of her. But I don't know. Tell me if you experienced this. So I have a sister who lives in Texas, and she has kids, my nieces and newborn nephew, mm-hmm. That I haven't seen for a year and a half, which has been really difficult. And I saw them right before Christmas over my birthday.
Yeah.
We got together in Vegas. I met them down in Vegas to spend a day just outside, tried to be socially distant, and we went to the Hoover Dam, which was so cool.
Like, awesome. I've never done that. I've always
wanted to go do that, and it was so cool. Anyway, that's another story. But now that I've seen them recently, it almost is like the ache is worse. Like when it's been a year and a half, and of course I miss them.
Yeah.
But now I just saw him and it seems... And
it's like, oh, now I'm not going to see you for a long time.
Yes. It's always a hard goodbye because we just never know how long it's going to be again.
Yeah.
And I miss them even more once I've got to spend time with them. So right now is particularly hard because I did get to see them and I hate that they live so far away. It's always a hard goodbye.
Oh, I'm sad to hear that.
Anyway, that's who I'm missing now.
I hope you'll get to see them soon.
Me too. I hope soon we're all vaccinated and this is all over and life can return to being able to hug and be with people. And
I know
it'll be a great day.
I can't wait.
I agree.
Hurry up. Okay. Last question.
Okay. I got it.
I'm ready. It's a really important question.
I love the preface.
Yes.
I am turning to serious mode.
Tell me, Jamie.
Okay.
Do you like ice in your drinks?
Yes. An absolute must.
You can't have it room temperature?
Nope.
So are you particular about the ice you use?
Crushed ice is my fave.
Like the little pebble ice? No, like crushed, like how like your fridge can crush it?
No, I don't like that.
Cool. So you want the little pieces.
So if it's out of my fridge, it's full-blown
pieces
because
otherwise it really just melts.
Yes. And it's the noise it makes when it crushes it.
It is an awful sound. That is an awful sound.
And then it's just all over the place and they're not consistent. But the pebble ice that's like, I love to chomp on that.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
So do you have a pebble ice maker at your house?
No, I wish.
You don't. You need one.
Do you have one?
No, my sister-in-law has two.
What?
I know. Selfish. She's magic.
She needs to share.
Oh my gosh. So every time we have like Sunday dinner.
Yeah.
Or do anything, she has her ice maker out. Oh, she's so, so nice.
Is it
to
just
share.
Something that you could put out on the counter, or it's like a built-in?
It's not built-in, so it's like a machine.
Uh-huh.
And she has like this little back area. It's kind of like a butler's pantry. It's how I describe it. And she keeps it there.
Okay.
So, but she can bring out the tray, and okay. we all scoop
and
our
all
ice.
Scoop it up.
Yeah, mm. And then she can just refill it and stuff.
Yes, I like my drinks very, very cold.
Yes.
Very cold.
I do too. They're always better that way.
Yes.
I'm with you.
And I'm not, I don't love water.
I don't love water either. It's hard.
I put flavorings in it. I drink my water like I'm supposed to, but it needs a little flavor, but it has to be cold. I am not going
to
drink
room temperature water. I need it to be cold too. Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't have a water dispenser in our fridge right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like the fridge that we currently have, we'd go through fridges, which is very sad. The one we have now does not have a water dispenser. And so, but that's driven me crazy because I will not drink it out of the tap. It's okay. not cold enough. You cannot make a tap
I'll
water
drink out
cold
of the
enough.
Tap as long as my cup is full of ice.
But you'd have to give it a minute. Like I don't want too much ice because then the ice like hits my
your nose
face.
And you can't gulp.
No, I want
to
drink
have
it.
A straw.
Yeah, a straw would work.
I'm a straw.
But I have these glasses that are like wine glasses. I don't drink wine, but that's how they're shaped. I'm sure it's actually meant for it.
For a wine glass.
But I love them for my water.
Okay.
Or my juice. I drink like orange juice.
Yeah.
And I love them. They're magic glasses. I love them. They like feel perfect in my hand. And like when I drink, I just like them. But I don't want ice to like clatter around and hit my face.
So you prefer a glass cup to a plastic cup?
A glass cup, yes.
I like a good plastic tumbler.
But I don't want like a fat glass, like a thick glass that's heavy. It needs to be thin.
Isn't it funny the things that we're so particular about?
Yes.
That a question about ice or no ice leads to the perfect cup and the perfect kind of ice and what our preferences are.
So like I want it to be extra cold like you're saying.
Yeah.
But I don't want to deal with the ice.
Okay.
So, like, if I had a cup with a lid and a straw, then for sure, like, I want some ice in there. But I don't want so much that, like, I can only take 3 sips and my drink is gone because it's all ice.
Mm-hmm.
That's annoying.
I agree.
So, I need just a little bit. But if I don't...
Do you keep a pitcher of water
in
your fridge?
So, we've ended up getting this pitcher of, like, a purifier pitcher. I don't know what it's called. Purell or something. And then it stays in my fridge and it's really cold.
Yes.
So, I use that and I have cold water.
Yes.
That I don't have to deal with the ice. But the problem is you have to drink it within a quick amount of time.
So
because
it doesn't
then
go
it
room temp-
doesn't
temperature.
Go warm. Yeah.
There you go.
It's all very annoying.
Right. The dilemmas in life.
Seriously, how did I survive this day? Stupid drinks. I'm just kidding. But I find a way and I make it work.
Right.
And even my kids know, like, there are certain glasses that they do not use.
Because those are mom's glasses.
If I go to the cupboard and my glasses are gone, like, I'm in a bad mood and you are going to deal with that. So they
your kids
don't
just
use my
tiptoe
drinks.
Around you. Like,
I
it's
made
past
them.
Seven.
They can do that.
You tiptoe, I'm your
I
creator.
I gave you life.
Oh, the guilt.
No, that's just one thing that I think it's one of those things too where it's like my kids go through glasses like water.
Oh my gosh, they're
like,
all over the counter.
Yes, and it's like you don't need 5 glasses in a day.
In a day, yeah.
Like it's so dumb, and so that's why I get mad because I'm not wasteful with my glasses.
Use the same one all day.
And so if I need to go get my glass, you don't get to waste my glasses. I give you plenty.
Right.
There's plenty of glasses in this cupboard that I don't care about. Use those.
So and keep track of your glass for the day because you don't need 5 a day.
And if I find one that's like has their dirty fingerprints on it, I'm like, you bum. You just made my glass gross.
Kids.
Why did I have them?
Kids are gross. They really are. They leave grossness
everywhere
they go. They're
so freaking cute, though.
They are pretty cute. I have to say, our Christmas was really fun. Like, my youngest is 11, so they're...
At a fun age.
It's really fun. It's less me having to do things for them. They're independent. They have funny senses of humor. They're really, really fun to hang out with.
Yeah.
Even though it was
a
calm
Christmas, too.
Christmas with not a lot of family, if any, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Like, they're just enjoyable.
Yeah. So. That's how I felt about our whole Christmas break. It was like just being together where everything slowed down. Everything went away.
Yeah.
And we just were there together, and we didn't have anywhere else to be. Steve took a week off of work between Christmas and New Year's, and we just were together. It was just awesome.
Yeah.
It really was.
Yeah.
So
not the Christmas of years past, but it was enjoyable and my kids were fun. So
yeah,
we enjoyed our time together.
So cool.
Yeah.
It's those things that I'm trying to hold on to.
Yeah.
In these days, COVID days.
Keep our fingers crossed.
All right. Well, thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much for listening with us today.
Absolutely.
You guys are awesome. We're glad to be back.
We haven't done a Q&A for a really long time, so that was fun for us.
It was fun.
I hope you enjoy it.
If you have any comments or questions or anything you want to send our way, you can find us on Instagram or Facebook.
You can email us at thisisyourbookclubpodcast@gmail.com.
Yep.
We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah. Always. We've had a lot of interaction over the last few weeks, and we're just like thrilled about it. So keep it coming.
It's really fun. Thank you to Amphibious Zoo for our music, this episode, and all of our episodes.
Absolutely. And tune in next time. Next week is What's on Your Shelf. And boy, do we have some good books to talk about.
Can't wait.
We'll see you then. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Jamie.
And this is your book club.